Welcome to another Bible Bite, Compliments of Heaven for Sure. These Christian Living Bible Bites are not intended to be your primary source of spiritual nutrition, just a spiritual tidbit, a practical thought from a Bible verse for you to think about as you go about your day. Today's Bible Bite is entitled, Burn the Bible? Never, you say. It would be an act of blasphemy. Can you imagine someone slicing up the pages of the Word of God with a pocket knife and then heaving it into the fire? That is exactly what King Jehoiakim did. Jeremiah's God-given prophecies were written on a scroll and then read aloud to the public in the temple precincts. The princes got wind of it and asked for a private royal reading. They themselves wanted to hear the written word. Just in case the king reacted negatively, they advised Jeremiah to make himself scarce. King Jehoiakim was sitting in his winter house, warming his toes at the fire pot, when they arrived with the scroll. Jehudi was the reader. You can almost see the wrinkles being reconfigured on the king's face as a curious expression turned into a scowl of contempt. Several columns into the scroll, the king lurched forward and grabbed his sharp penknife. He yanked the scroll away from Jehudi, sliced it up, and then heaved each piece into the fire. The flame brightened for a few seconds as a written word ignited and burned. Here is how we read it in Jeremiah chapter 36. It was the 9th month, and the king was sitting in the winter house, and there was a fire burning in the firepot before him. As Jehudi read 3 or 4 columns, the king would cut them off with a knife and throw them into the fire in the firepot until the entire scroll was consumed in the fire that was in the firepot. Yet neither the king nor any of his servants who heard all these words was afraid, nor did they tear their garments. That is Jeremiah chapter 36, verses 22, 23, and 24. To hear the Bible being read and then to burn it is horrendous. What is the next worst thing to burning the Bible? Reading it, but then ignoring it. The king didn't like Jeremiah's God-given prophecies, and he showed his disdain and utter disregard for the words by setting them ablaze in his winter wood stove. But what about me today? Are there parts of the Bible I read but then dismiss or ignore? Do I use the penknife of my mind to selectively sliver off verses I don't like or choose to believe are unessential? Do I mentally click on certain verses and then press delete if they bother me or remind me of something I am doing or maybe failing to do? Here's what Paul wrote to Timothy. Let me quote from the Amplified Version. This is 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. Every scripture is God-breathed, given by his inspiration and profitable for instruction, for reproof and conviction of sin, for correction of error and discipline in obedience, and for training in righteousness in holy living, in conformity to God's will in thought, purpose, and action, so that the man of God may be complete and proficient, well-fitted, and thoroughly equipped for every good work. That is 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17 from the Amplified. You know, the happiest believers are those who delight in both reading and obeying the Word of God. When they read their Bible today, they are the ones who first breathe a little prayer that goes something like this. Lord, I am about to read my Bible. Speak to me as I read. Show me the direction I should take. I want to do your will. My desire is to obey and submit to the Word of God. Speak to me as I read. I am listening. I love your word. Thank you for listening to another Bible Bite. If you know others who may benefit from these spiritual tidbits from the Word of God, be sure to share it with them. Walk carefully, and closely.